This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Navajo grassroots organizations celebrate Navajo Nation Council vote stopping pro-uranium mining legislation. This week, the Navajo Nation Council's Resource and Development Committee voted down a bill that would have opened up new uranium mining on lands adjacent to those of the Navajo Nation. In a related action, and in a vote of 18-3, the Navajo Nation Council approved a bill by Edmund Yazzie, a council delegate representing Church Rock, which provides for a more open and democratic process regarding uranium issues. The bill sets a precedent that all uranium-related bills must be heard before the full council. The votes fortify the Diné Natural Resources Protection Act, passed by the Navajo Nation Council in 2005, which placed a moratorium on all forms of uranium mining within Navajo Indian Country. A coalition of Navajo grassroots organizations opposed to uranium mining, called Concerned Diné Citizens, who worked together to defeat the bad legislation sponsored by former New Mexico State Senator and current Navajo Council Delegate Leonard Sosi, and supported Delegate Yazzie's legislation securing community and ecological sovereignty. For over two decades, Uranium Resources Incorporated, URI, has proposed to mine for uranium using in situ leaching methods in the Church Rock area. This proposition would contaminate the community's source of unspoiled drinking water derived from a below-ground drinking water aquifer. In situ uranium mining is similar to oil fracking in that chemicals and large quantities of water are used to extract the uranium. In addition, radioactive radon is released into the air and heavy metals are mobilized through the leaching process. Last year, the Church Rock chapter passed a resolution that allowed URI to set up an in-situ leach uranium mining demonstration project on lands adjacent to the Navajo Nation in Church Rock. Over the years, there have been several attempts to limit the decision-making processes around this project to fewer and fewer people. Thus, the vote on the Yazzie bill allows for more decision-makers to be involved. Uranium mining boomed in the 1950s and 1960s in the Grants Uranium Belt. The mines operated before the Clean Water Act was passed and before the Environmental Protection Agency was formed. Cleanup of the uranium mines and mills was required. Now, 137 of 259 of the known mines have no record of remediation, and Navajo families are living with the side effects. Leona Morgan, an organizer for Diné No Nukes, said, quote, "Now the nation's focus can go back to the overwhelming needs for cleanup, health studies, and water studies. In order for these controversial issues not to play out so divisively in the future, it is imperative that all people, not just Diné people, understand the scope and permanent effects of abandoned uranium mines." Close quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To support the work of CCNS, please make your tax-deductible contribution at nuclearactive.org.